Hello, this is Michelle Matante reporting for The Beacon. I'm here with Alejandra Lopez, a freshman at FIU majoring in criminal justice. All right, so Alejandra, you're a big fan of Superman, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you're familiar with the iconic changing room of Superman in the phone booth?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you feel about the changing in the phone booth?
Well, back then in the 50s and 60s when it was, you know, in the comics were being published, it's iconic and it was practical because no one really saw him. It's not like if you go into a bathroom, someone will see you coming in and out and know, oh my God, he's Superman. No, it's, you know, something fast, something people don't really pay attention to. Back then, now that we have cell phones, I mean, there are no phone booths around anywhere. So it's not really practical now. Back then, it's iconic, so.
Like you mentioned before, phone booths aren't around anymore. So how do you feel that's going to affect the story of Superman now with the changing times? Are the writers going to have to change where he changes into Superman, or are they going to just have to take it out completely? What are your thoughts on it?
To change with the times, I mean, the only way he could do it is if he was in London or something, you know. But that's not possible either because those everyone watches. But they'll just take him out, I think. It's not like he can go into a cell phone and change. That's not possible. He's, you know, it's weird. And everyone has cell phones. So I think maybe what they'll do is just eliminate it completely and not even have that as anything. Maybe they'll switch it to a photo booth instead, because those are around a lot. Or maybe he'll just be like a more approachable person. You know, maybe he'll just switch in front of everyone. Who knows? Like, the writers are the writers. If you switch in front of everyone, you know, how everyone's connected with Instagram, Facebook, we even have, like, the security cameras on the street. People are going to see him anyway. So maybe they'll try to incorporate that and just make it so he's more approachable.
All right. Interesting thoughts. Thank you, Alejandra. This is Michelle Manchante reporting for The Beacon.